On the show today, we have a legacy Federal Credit Union's very own Ashley Colrus and Treva Lloyd talking about how the credit union has implemented a myriad of digital offerings to boost security, add convenience, all those great buzzwords for their members. Just a veritable digital transformation, if there ever was one for a legacy. So Ashley and Treva are here to talk all about it, so check it out. To our show, and on today's program, we have two fine ladies from a legacy Federal Credit Union on our show. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so much fun talking to you guys, but let's do some introductions first, shall we? Right next to me, with the purple background, is Treva Lloyd. Treva, how are you?
I am wonderful, thank you. How about you today, Michael?
I'm doing great, thank you for asking. I appreciate that. And then right below us with the red background is Ashley Colrus. Ashley, how are you today?
Terrific. Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. Oh my gosh. I'm excited to talk to you guys because I saw this story in CU Times. So I'm going to give them some props about a whole bunch of technology you guys upgraded. But my first question, I'm going to present this to you, Ashley, first of all. So what was going on at a legacy that prompted you guys to offer all these new technology offerings that kind of boosting security and convenience and all this digital stuff going on? So what was going on that prompted you guys to do this?
Sure. Great question. And thank you. Yeah. I mean, like so many, a strategic initiative for our credit union is obviously to focus on digital enhancements, the digital evolution, and continue to be relevant to our members and provide those digital services that can best meet their needs and help them take control of their finances when they want to be met, and where they want to be met, when they want to be met, yep. Making it accessible. So that's been part of our roadmap for many years. Obviously, with the pandemic, it's accelerated member adoption and member interest and appeal and willingness to try some things. And so as our members have embraced digital, we wanted to add more features and services to meet their needs and help them just continue on that digital evolution for them as well. So really, as part of, we recognize the importance and we want to continue to have services that meet our members' needs.
Yep. That old relevancy word is a big deal right now, especially in the digital realm. So Treva, you have anything to add to that? What Ashley said?
No, I think Ashley summarized that well, and we have been looking forward to a lot of the things that we put out this year. We've been planning it, so we were ready to go.
Oh, good deal. Well, I'm going to stick with you on this one, Treva. So what upgrades did you guys do? Just give us some, just dive into the weeds a little bit here, because I see Alexa Voice, Smartwatch, and then there's another one that I really want to talk about, but I'll leave that for you to divulge. So Treva, the stage is yours.
Sure. So some of the things that we went ahead with, we partnered with NCR, of course, for our online banking platform, and they had the ability to let us implement a smartwatch application for our online banking. And that's
right
for
there.
Apple and Android users. Yeah.
All right.
So you can actually download the legacy app on your smartwatch. And then we also have the Alexa Home integration. And so any products that use Alexa technology, you can actually speak to that product, say, you know, open a legacy Federal Credit Union.
Wow.
What's my balance? What are some transactions on my account? And it'll give that information to our members. So we were really excited to be able to offer those within our online banking platform.
And Treva, I just must add real quickly here, I have you know who in the background back there, and she just started talking. I don't want to say her name.
Alexa,
it's you
stop.
Know who. But anyway.
Stop.
Oh, this is cool. This is really cool. So I love seeing this type of, especially the smartwatch stuff and the voice banking and stuff. I mean, your members just must be just over the moon about this. Because when my credit union does things like this, as a member, I'm like, gosh, my credit union really gets it. Now, they get, you know, the new technology, obviously, because you want to imply this. But this is what is expected today, right, Ashley? Because this is, we're all used to the Amazon thing. We're all used to the Uber thing. So this is what's expected, right?
Absolutely. Convenience, self-service, allowing people to access things we want to be accessed. We have members who work many shifts, right? So if they're working third shift, we want them to still be able to access their experience at a legacy to be very comparable to someone who's on a first shift coming in to see us in a financial center. So it's really making sure that all of our channels meet our members' needs and are full service, no matter what channel they choose. Mm-hmm. And so these additional features really round out some of those digital experiences for our members and making sure we can meet them where they want to be met.
Yeah, exactly. So important in today's world for sure. So, all right, we left out one of these technology implementations. So who wants to take, Ashley, do you want to take this one, or Treva, do you want to take this one? Because I'm really excited about it.
So, Mike, we actually have two. And so I'm going to let Treva surprise. Tell you about both of them because we've got some kids. We just keep adding. So always
full of surprises. Thrilling.
Yes, I'm going to let Treva share with you both of them because she has done an incredible job on both of these.
Okay. Treva, the stage is yours.
Oh, great. Yeah, it's like the layering on the cake, right? We're building up.
Right. So give me pricing.
Smartwatch and with Alexa. And then we added VeriFast palm-based authentication to our platform. And so we're really excited about that. And what that allows us to do is actually to scan the palm for our members to get a palm vein pattern, and they're able to use that palm vein pattern to authenticate themselves in a financial center, as well as to authenticate themselves at our intelligent deposit machines that we have in our at several of our financial centers. And so we're really excited about that because it creates that cardless experience, right? Mm-hmm. So our members, if they forget a card, they can still use our ITMs. The interactive teller machines to do their transactions and still do withdrawals and deposits just as if they were standing in front of a teller. And then also, if they were to come into the branch, once they're actually verified in our system, there's no pulling out, trying to get your license out of your wallet. You know, it's stuck in there. You can just go ahead and scan your palm in. It'll bring up your account information, and you're automatically verified. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, my gosh. Are you guys living in the future or what? Oh, my goodness. This is really cool. So have you guys implemented this yet? And if so, what's been the feedback from your members? I bet your members are like, mind blown here. So any feedback, Ashley?
We have implemented it. And I will say we've done this in partnership with our core processor. So Fiserv has been instrumental in helping us get this up. And we recognize we're definitely the first in the Southeast to do it, if not even kind of a larger scale. So it's a very wonderful partnership to be progressive in this space and look at it together. And it's progressive for our members too, right? Because it is different and unique. But our members are saying things that we hoped for from a benefit statement of the convenience. You know, wow, it's great not to have to dig in my purse and or dig in my wallet and find the driver's license. Or how wonderful, you have a new employee, but I don't have to show them my driver's license because I can just hover my hand and then they're going to see my palm and they can see me pop up into session. So the members see, and then for fraud, you know, prevention, if somebody's been a victim of fraud, they love the idea of not having to say anything verbally. So they're not having to say their member number out loud. They're not having to show their driver's license. They're not having to, you know, communicate anything that they have a hesitancy to say verbally because they're doing it through their palms. So our members really see the convenience and the security, which are really key parts of it. And then our employees see the speed that it allows someone to come into session quicker because it's an authentication that brings them into session quicker. And then they also see the accuracy. There's no question about, you have to repeat that member number. Can you tell me again what your member number was? Because we're not having to keep it. It's popping up. And so the employees and the members are seeing this value add. So it helps our employees be digital ambassadors to encourage the member to enable it and join and enroll because they see the value. And then the member sees the value because it just, again, it's one more step to helping them have that speed and convenience that we want to offer them with every experience.
Yeah. And how much fun is this? Really? Come on. This is a lot of fun. There's a definite cool factor here, right? Because that's, talk about a marketing message. Oh my gosh, your marketing department must be going crazy with this stuff, right? Treva?
We have an amazing marketing department. Yeah. They've been having a blast with it.
I mean, talk about word of mouth. Hey, have you seen what a legacy is doing out there with their palm print? Oh my gosh, you know? So, oh my gosh, how much fun. Was there anything else, Ashley? Because you mentioned there were two, Treva. Is there two? One, two?
Yes. There's one more. Treva's got another one.
Treva.
We got one more out there. We just recently launched a digital assistant named Welby.
Oh, Welby. Okay.
Yeah, Welby. Welby is on our website.
Okay.
And so our members can go, it's the bottom right corner of the website, and they can go and ask questions, frequently asked questions about products and services, and get responses from Welby. And we are really excited about that. We are partnering with Interface AI, interface.ai.
I know them well.
For that relationship as well. Mm-hmm. And so Welby has been very exciting to launch. And Welby continues to learn. So growing the knowledge base and the more that our members interact with Welby, the faster it learns. So we're excited about it.
Welby's going to get smart real quick. The whole AI aspect of this is really fascinating to me. So So, I mean, so overall, what's the why here, Ashley? I think you kind of alluded to it at the top of the show, but the R word keeps coming out, the relevancy keeps coming out to me. So what else, what's the big why here? Because you guys have done a lot in a short amount of time. So what's the relevancy message here for you guys?
Thank you for recognizing that. Yes, we just recognize from a strategy standpoint that the digital life is here, right? And we worked with Mark Seabright, and he's written, a book, Digital Life. And so, you know, he's really encouraged us to think as our strategies around what does that look like? And we coined the term internally around digital everywhere. So how do we create this digital everywhere notion for members, again, to offer them the service, but always in conjunction with our personal experiences. So whether it be our employees in our financial centers or employees in our contact center, just to round out this access and access to meet members where they want to be met, when they want to be met, how they want to be met, but where everything talks to each other, really the experience that is integrated. Right, so on. You feel like if you're talking to Wellbe, which you can have a conversation with Wellbe, or if you're talking to one of our employees in our contact center or in our financial centers, you receive that same experience where we are here to serve our members, to meet our mission, and to take care of our members and to do the right thing for their well-being. Mm-hmm. And these are all attributes of our overall brand promise, which is to do the right thing for your well-being. And as you can see, be your best you. So what a cool way to offer our members tools to help them be their best. And again, in ways that are the most convenient for them.
Indeed. You know, what would be really fun is to get Alexa and Wellbe talking to each other and see what would happen there. So, but that's another experiment.
We'll come back to you on that one.
There she goes. I'm just kidding. I'm just funning with you guys. And there she goes again. Oh my gosh. I apologize. My apologies. So, oh my gosh. And any other feedback? I mean, again, this is just really, really cool stuff that you guys have done in a short amount of time. What was the time frame that you guys got this done at, Treva? I mean, was it like a year, 2 years, 6 months, a couple of days?
Planning at the beginning of this year. Okay. For most of these things, we started planning. We wrote Alexa and the smartwatch out in August. Also, Verifast we wrote out in August as well, and then Wellbe rolled out in early October. So, short time frame for the really delivery, fast. But we've been working on them for a couple months.
Okay, yeah. Ashley, looks like you want to add to it.
I would just add, we completed our core conversion right last year. And so we recognized some things as part of our roadmap as we completed that conversion, where we wanted to continue on our overall enhancements. And we called it our core enhancement. So it was simply that. It was just to continue to enhance our members' experience and our employee experience as well. So these have all been part of kind of the long strategy and roadmap of our overall best use of maximizing technology to serve our members and our employees.
Yeah. And I keep thinking of the term digital transformation. We've heard that for many years now, but this is a great example of a digital transformation, real life. I mean, you guys really did it. I mean, you guys really transformed your credit union. So it's really cool to see. Last question for both of you. And Treva, I'll let you go first on this one. What advice do you have for other credit unions who want to, do something like this, quite an undertaking where you do something with biometrics and voice and, going digital? What advice do you have for Creightons out there based on the experience you guys have had so far?
Yeah, I would tell them if they're looking toward it, plan for it. So you got to make sure you have the right plan, make sure you're getting the right partners, strategic partners, to make sure you have a successful launch for those things, and make sure you test it all out before you launch it. We had to back up one of our projects because we wanted to make sure it was right, that it went out correctly, that our members were going to receive it in a positive way. And so sometimes you kind of have to put a pause and say, let's make sure this is right. And so don't be afraid to speak up if that's the case. And so you can make sure it's a successful rollout.
Yeah, indeed. And like you say, test. test again. So yeah, make sure it all works.
And Ashley? Something Treva's not giving herself credit for too is she does such a great job of having collaboration across the organization. We recognize that digital really is an organizational wide focus and to support, and it takes all of our teammates to make it happen. So we don't see this happen just on the digital team. This is part of our overall organizational focus. Mm-hmm. And so she does a great job of leading us across the organization to really have that cross collaboration that's needed for everyone to buy in, support it, embrace it, it, test it, help us try it out, be early adopters. And then that way, as early adopters, we can all help our members see the value of it and be able to articulate the experience and why it's so important.
Yeah, it's certainly a team effort for sure. Even not only within the credit union, but other folks as well. Like you said, Fiserv and Mark Seabright and others. Yeah, so really cool. Interface AI, I've got to give them a mention as well. So yeah.
All right, ladies. We have great partners. So
no doubt about it. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And this is just beginning for you guys, right? You guys have just kind of rolled this stuff out. So it's really exciting to see. I mean, it's just in time for the holiday season and stuff too. Oh my gosh, how exciting. You guys must be having such a good time right now.
We are. It's fun. This is the fun stuff. We're loving it.
No doubt. All right, ladies. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work, but any final words, any final words of wisdom, any final thoughts on this topic? Because again, you're just beginning on this journey, it sounds like.
More to come. So we hope to see you back in maybe a few months, maybe a year. We'll have more to come.
Please do. Oh my gosh. All right. I will hold you to that, Ashley. All right. We'll have
that'd be wonderful.
On. Okay. Good stuff. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. You got a lot of work to do and members to serve and in a whole new way, it sounds like. So good stuff. Right. Appreciate the time.